rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Miss Shan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of drummer Philly Joe Jones with our special guest, Tommy Ruskin. Dr. Pearl stops by to offer Tom Cruise some sage advice, and Tommy's Tom tutorial helps clean up the media mess. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl, Bobo McDonald, and Pete Weber.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened there?
I don't know.
I've taken your name.
It's so hot, I think he has heat stroke.
I think he does.
Very possible.
So hot in Kansas City.
Bobo.
However, we did make it
yes.
through the All-Star Games, and hosting the game sure made this a magic week in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of magic, Pete, I just saw the new movie Magic Mike.
Oh.
It's about a male stripper who teaches younger guys how to party, pick up women, and make easy money. Sounds like another GSA conference in Las Vegas.
Talking about movies, you know, I just saw Ted, which is about a foul-mouthed, overstuffed bear who makes life miserable for his friend. Or, as Mitt Romney calls it, the Chris Christie story.
You know, things that make you miserable. Did you hear what gave Jeopardy host Alec Trebek a heart attack?
Uh-oh.
His agent told him how much Drew Carey made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that really stinks. In fact, it reminds me of Jon Bon Jovi, who's now endorsing a new perfume from Avon. It's called Unplugged. Not to be outdone, Mick Jagger is endorsing a laxative with the same name.
That is wrong.
Okay, we will stop. Let's start this night off with Nedra Dixon singing a Kansas City classic from Julia Lee. Come on over to my house.
Thank you. party home for me. I got a lot of kisses I can spare. Come on, get them, boy, I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Now won't you come over to my house, baby? Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me.
There's the lovely Nedra Dixon, ladies and gentlemen.
Now this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz percussionist Joseph Rudolph Jones, or Philly Joe, as he's known around the world. Born in Philadelphia, of course, Jones moved to New York City, where, as house drummer at Cafe Society, he accompanied many of the best jazz musicians around, including pianist Tad Dameron. Philly Joe joined Red Garland, Paul Chambers, and John Coltrane in the Miles Davis Quintet from 1955 to 1958.
After leaving the quintet, Jones became had a long career as a bandleader, working with many great musicians, including Bill Evans, who claimed that Philly Joe was his all-time favorite drummer, as did Miles Davis. In 1981, Jones founded the group Dameronia, dedicated to the music of his friend Tad Dameron, a project that continued for the rest of Philly Joe's life.
Philly Joe Jones used his nickname to distinguish himself from another influential jazz drummer, Joe Jones, who recorded with Count Basie. Ironically, the two percussionists passed away only a few days apart from each other.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Philly Joe Jones made famous. To help us get that done, we're going to need an awesome drummer. That would be our special guest, Tommy Ruskin.
Welcome to 12th Street Jump, Tommy.
It's wonderful to be here.
You know, we had to find a guy that could play Philly Joe well, but also have the same birthday. Do you know how hard that is?
Boy, I'll tell you. That's
almost, you, man.
That's almost impossible.
That's you. You're the only guy. You're the only one. You share the same birthday with the man. It's too cool. Now, we're talking about Philly Joe. What's so great about Philly Joe Jones to this day?
Well, when I first heard him back in, I'm really going to date myself now, back in 56, that's when I first started taking the drums. My dad had a big jazz record collection, and he had this album, Round Midnight, with Miles Davis Quintet, and that was a very famous group of Miles. It had John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And when I first started playing the drums, I used to play along with that record a lot. And I got, of course, more records by that group. And he was just a big influence on a lot of drummers. And that group was a big influence on a lot of musicians all over the world.
And you got to see him play.
I got to see him play in 1960 at a club in Kansas City called the Mardi Gras at 19th and Vine. Philly Joe Jones, Paul Chambers, Whitten Kelly on piano, J.G. Johnson on trombone, Hank Mobley on tenor sax. And as we were talking a little bit, you and I were talking a little bit earlier, Philly Joe was really, he was quite a showman, but he was also very kind. He was arrogant, and to make it short. And he played pretty loud that night. And when they would play a ballad, he'd just get off the stage, go over to the bar and order a drink. When the second set came around, Miles came up, and I don't know if many people know this, but Miles Davis, he had a throat operation at
one time,
and it damaged his vocal cords because he spoke. I think he got mad. He wasn't supposed to talk for several days, and Miles disobeyed the doctor. And he damaged his vocal cords. So when he talked, he sounded like this. And he came up on the bandstand, and he went over to the microphone on the second set, and he said, "Somebody in the audience told me that Philly Joe is playing too loud, and that makes me sick." You had to kind of know Miles at that time. You know, he was famous for turning his back on the audience and all that kind of stuff. So,
Very cool. Too cool for school, they say. But, you know, I didn't realize that you were also an impressionist.
Me either.
Well, let's get you playing those drums. Hey, Joe, what are we going to start with?
This is a tune that that Philly Joe Jones recorded along with Red Garland and Paul Chambers on one of Miles Davis's recordings. This is from the recording Milestones, and it's called Billy Boy.
Now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right. Our first letter is from a John or Robert in Washington. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I have two big problems. Everywhere I go, liberals love me. Obama sent candy and Hillary gave me a kiss. One of those socialist French ones. What's worse, Republicans hate my guts. Cheney wants to take me hunting and Sarah Palin crossed my name off her hand. Dr. Pearl, can you help a supremely nice guy get back some right-wing lovin'?
Well, John or Roberts, I think you're doing fine just where you are, but if you're not feeling well, at least you know it's covered now, and you can get the help you need. But since you want to get back with your friends, let me see what I can do. You were a rock star. To parties you were invited. Vacations bought and paid for by Citizens United. Your love affair with the righties is almost out of gas. To get them back, try going back and voting like an ass.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your security is vital.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Before the rights get homicidal.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Hey, switch to American Idol. They like bleeding heart judges.
Oh, my. Our next letter is from Tom in Hollywood. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, why do I have so much trouble with women? Is it because of my religion? I can't quit now. Just one more level and I get my own pink UFO. Travolta told me what I need is a massage, but only if he can watch. You know, I just want a girl who will look up to me, Dr. Pearl. Can you help me find one out there? And by the way, how tall are you?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm about 5'4", so that puts me 3 inches taller than you need in a woman. Just being honest and keeping it real with you, Tom. Let's see if I can help. Seriously, God, I can. You have no luck with women. You think it's something funny. You should have said, I love you, instead of, show me the money! Travolta was right, Tom. Listen to what he's dishing. When it comes to you and the fairer sex, that's an impossible mission.
Whoa. Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
In the movies, you're a stud.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
But with female romance, just a dud.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Try switching from babes to the buds. I'm sure you know a few good men.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And if you're listening online, like us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Like
do
us.
It. And don't go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, besides Philly Joe Jones, we celebrate the birthday of another great drummer, Joe Morello. Born with vision problems that required eye surgeries throughout his childhood, Morello began studying the violin and was featured with the Boston Symphony Orchestra when he was only 9. Meeting violinist Yasha Heifetz made him switch to drums. Jazz became his full-time passion when he formed a high school jazz band with guitarist Sal Salvador and sax man Phil Woods.
His 12 years with the Dave Brubeck Quartet and his solo on the hit song Take Five made Joe Morello world famous. He appeared on over 120 albums, 60 of them with Brubeck.
Wow.
He authored several drum books and videos and received many awards in his lifetime, including honors in Playboy Downbeat and Modern Drummer. Morello was inducted into the Percussive Art Society Hall of Fame.
Now here's Tommy Ruskin in the trio with Paul Desmond's world-famous composition, Take Five.
Thank you.
about Tommy Ruskin, everybody?
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the American League had a bad week, how about these Blues in the news?
Ringo Starr turns 72 with a little help from his friends. My man Ringo, he hit the big 7-2. But it'll help my friends.
And he killed five.
You know, that Beatle partied and drank all night. With a little help from Depends.
That's wrong.
I saw the Spider-Man movie.
I saw it, yeah.
Starring that new Andrew Garfield guy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sat through that Spider-Man movie. And now I wonder why. Why did I spend $20 on tickets? Though he never ate a fly.
Where's Romney's offshore money? Myth's ignorant, of course. I'll bet he'll quickly find it when Ann wants to buy a horse.
Anderson Cooper says he's gay. Let's introduce him to Tom Cruise. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Billy Joe Jones recorded this Gershwin tune along with Red Garland and Ron Carter on the 1978 Galaxy label release, Crossings. Here's the trio with But Not For Me.
Thank you.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Sensational new CD from Arturo Sandoval, the world-famous trumpeter. Arturo this time paying tribute to a cat who used to be his boss, Dizzy Gillespie. And Dizzy also helped him get out of Cuba, tricked the Cubans and got him up to America long ago. Dear Diz is the title of the disc. Plaz Johnson, the tenor man who was the Pink Panther, is on the disc, and a great job from him. Bob McChesney, Joey DeFrancesco, and drummer Greg Field. Dear Diz, oh man, a loving tribute to Dizzy Gillespie. Great CD.
Too cool. Now, besides Philly Joe Jones, Joe Morello, and of course our special guest, Tommy Ruskin,
Tommy Ruskin,
we celebrate birthdays this week of three more percussion greats. Drummers Alan Dawson, Ben Riley, and Vibes man Cal Jader. We celebrate the birthday of Al Haig. Not Nixon's chief of state, the pianist who played with Diz and Bird. It's birthday week of Kansas City's favorite trumpeter, Carmel Jones. Happy birthday wishes go out to blues legends Blind Lemon Jefferson, Millie Jackson, and Denise LaSalle. And it's time to celebrate the birthday of the great New Orleans blues shouter, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who had a blockbuster hit with the song, I Put a Spell on You.
I Put a Spell on You.
It all happened this week in jazz.
Pete.
What?
I got a spell on you, dude. Tom Cruise is going to be your new favorite cat.
Why you keep doing that,
it's
man?
It's a spell.
Why do you keep...
It's a spell,
don't put
you know
me in with Tom Cruise.
You live like jazz. You got so much class. I love the way you wear your hat.
I don't like you
I
talking to me like this.
I love the way you
this.
Sip your tea.
No. We'll be right back with more of 12th Street Jump and less of that.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Mm-hmm.
Hey!
This John is jumping. It's really jumping. Come on,
cats, and take your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at a blues or jazz club near you. So if you're in Miami, check out the Jamie Owsley Trio at WDNA's Jazz Gallery this week. At Trios in South Bend, Tiffany Monique gets things going. And KC Jazz fans can follow up the All-Star Game with a couple of All-Star Jazz acts. Diverse and the Matt Otto Quartet live at the Blue Room.
In Boston, Regina Bell is on the bandstand at Scullers. Next week, our old friend Eldar fronts a trio at Blues Alley in D.C. If you like your jazz really hot, check out this week's outdoor Hartford Jazz Festival or Birmingham's Jazz in the Park all summer long.
That's right. How about Trio 3 with Jason Moran taking the stage at Birdland in New York City? And jazz fans in Erie, Pennsylvania can catch the club trio every Thursday night at the Colony Pub. So if you like it live, that's just a taste of what's out there this week in jazz.
And don't forget to sign up for 12th Street Jump's first annual Charlie Parker Cutting Contest.
Oh, that's right, sax players. All you have to do is post a 60-second video on our website or Facebook page of you riffing on a great jazz standard. The best performance wins one sax player a trip to Kansas City to perform on our August 23rd Charlie Parker birthday show.
Check out 12thstreetjump.com or our Facebook page to sign up for the first annual Charlie Parker Cutting Contest.
All right, now, Philly Joe Jones, Red Garland, and Paul Chambers recorded this Ahmad Jamal tune as a trio. Here's Joe Tyrone and Tommy Ruskin with Ahmad's Blues. Thank you.
be back with more music just like that in a few moments. But first, Pearl, have you noticed how Obama and Romney seem to have lost a little pizzazz recently?
You know, you're right. Romney tells jokes that don't get a laugh, and the president makes speeches about health care nobody listens to.
Yeah, you know, that's because they don't know the patented technique developed by leading jazz musicians to get them out of trouble.
Oh, you mean hiding the drugs under the engine block?
No, I'm talking about rim shots, drum rolls, and other valuable percussive tricks. You know, there's no better way to learn this valuable technique than Tommy's Tom Tom tutorial. Right, Tommy?
Right. Now, imagine if that stiff Mitt Romney had a little help from Tommy to loosen him up.
I just came up with a new replacement for Obamacare. It's called Noodle Care. You get sick and have some chicken soup. I'm sure you're wondering, how did I come up with this plan? A Campbell soup sent me a big check, and it was good.
You know, Katie Holmes, you know, she would have come off a whole lot better if she'd taken a tip from Tom Tom Tommy.
Hey, Mr. Cruz. Have I got a great movie for you? It's called A Few Good Alimony Checks. And Dancing with the Stars called They Found You the Perfect Partner. She can dance on her knees.
You know, it's too bad Michelle Obama didn't call.
My husband has a new plan to put everyone in the country to work. It's called mowing the lawn at one of Mitt Romney's houses.
Oh, my goodness. And that's Tommy's Tom Tom tutorial. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all. Here's David Bassi to sing a jazz classic from the Miles Davis recording Round Midnight, which featured the rhythm section of Garland Chambers and Philly Joe Jones. Bye bye, Blackbird.
Pack up all my care and woe. Here I go, swinging low. Bye bye, Blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar's sweet and so is she. Bye, 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 Blackbird. No one there to love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they hand me. Make my bed, light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Now, Blackbird, bye bye. Thank you.
Here I go, swinging low, sitting bo do bo weed weed wee bo, bo 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 wait wait. Well, somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, who is she? Bye 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 bye, blackbird. No one dared to love or understand me. Now what hard luck stories they had me. I make my bed like the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Ooh, coming on home now, baby. Don't forget to leave now a little light in the window. Maybe some, a little bit of food, you know, on the table. A little bottle of some I.W. Harper. Always got to have that I.W. Harper. Uh-huh. I'm talking about Blackbird. Yeah, 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 Blackbird.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals. Chad Mize records and masters the show with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the birthday of Sonny Boy Williamson with our special guest, Tom Trashmouth Baker. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.